Assalamu alaikum. It's nice to see you again as we continue to bring the divine into the daily by understanding how we can incorporate the 99 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala into our daily lives to improve the relationship between us and our spouse and our children. The name that we're going to discuss today is Al-Hamid, or the All Praiseworthy. Throughout our day, we consistently repeat Alhamdulillah, which is, of course, praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all that we have in our lives. Yet frequently we can say Alhamdulillah and do it more routinely or ritualistically, where we lose the true meaning of contentment and where we may no longer truly feel that sense of contentment, but we repeat the words Alhamdulillah out of routine. Now, in our marital relationship, oftentimes we will find that there is a spouse who is consistently seeking the praise from the other spouse, and vice versa. And while it's beautiful to hear those compliments, to hear those kind words, to hear that praise from a spouse when you feel that you've done something or you've given something or you've said something, to kind of get that response back, it can also be rather poisonous and dangerous for the heart. Because when we seek adoration and praise from those around us, rather than giving that adoration and praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we can allow our ego and our arrogance to control us rather than our submission and our guidance coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, rather than from the people that surround us. So, in terms of seeking that praise from others, it often comes from a well of insecurity that exists within us. And that insecurity can lead us to feel that we need validation of what we do, not from doing things for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but we need validation from the people that we are doing those things for, primarily our spouse and our family members. But the reality is that when we put that type of expectation on a spouse, consistently asking, seeking, goading, and expecting the spouse to give us praise, we will be disappointed. Because that's not the type of seeking of praise that we should be after. Instead, working on anchoring our hearts and consistently invoking the praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with our tongues will allow us to free our deeds and what we do to link it to the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rather than the love of the pat on the back or the thumbs up or the feeling of praise from a spouse. And with our children, of course, while they may look to us and seek praise from us consistently, we want to be able to strike that balance. Yes, we want our tongues to be beautiful in terms of the words that they share, but we don't ever want our tongues to be the source of poison where the excessive praise may lead a child or may lead a spouse towards the path of arrogance or ego. So as we interact with our spouse, as we interact with our children, we want to ensure that our tongues are sweet in giving that praise when the praise is needed or when the time and the opportunity is correct. But we don't ever want to put our spouse in a position where the praise is expected and there is disappointment when the praise is not received. So I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Hamid, to consistently beautify our hearts with our praise of Him, the All Praiseworthy, and to beautify the tongues of our spouses and our own tongues as well, in giving praise when praise is due, in giving praise in amounts that are acceptable, that will never lead hearts astray or into the realm of arrogance or ego. Jazakumallahu khair, and I look forward to speaking to you again as we continue to bring the divine into the daily. Assalamu alaikum.